This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bang.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is big tits.
Big tatas.
And we have chosen to invite big tit expert Josh Rubin into the studio with us.
Big tit aficionado. Local celebrity Josh Rubin.
Josh Rubin is an actor, writer, and director, best known for creating and or appearing in thousands of videos for College Humor. He recently wrapped his feature film, Scare Me, which he wrote, directed, and starred opposite Aya Cash, Chris Redd, and Becky Drysdale.
Woo woo!
And he's big on
Okay, to be fair, Josh did not pick this search term. I picked it for him. And he
Why
was like,
be fair?
And do you want to say what you told me?
I said that I was it was appropriate because I'm a man with an A cup, and I'm a butt man with an A cup. So I thought, exactly. So I feel very at home.
I know,
and I'm also like so shy about this sort of thing, and like. Considered.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I got excited.
Considered like an ally on like Instagram and amongst
my friend group of
women, so I'm gonna be very sweaty.
It's okay. I'm sweaty too, but I think it's just because of the temperature in this room.
And it helps my character. I'll just breathe heavily and say I own a VHS store. Wow, I'm so happy to be here on the podcast.
Is big tits something you've ever searched for?
Absolutely not.
No, never.
Absolutely not.
He wouldn't dare.
I know. I've noticed a lot when I was researching this episode that majority of big tit stuff was just like titty fucking.
Yeah.
Is that just like it goes hand in hand? Do we think?
Yeah.
I guess. Like the appeal of big tits is to titty fuck.
Yeah. Or it's like if they're there, like why not?
Right.
You know? I guess. Wasted opportunity if you don't.
I just feel like whenever like watching it, I was like, I'm concerned. For the boobs, because there's a lot of pressure that has to happen in order to get some sort of friction. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I had some high concern. We'll get to it when we talk about the videos.
Right.
But like, particularly with fake tits, I'm like, those balloons are gonna pop.
I know, it's so true. And as someone, I've never said this out loud before on the podcast, but I do have fake breasts, and I am constantly fear. I have that fear often that someone's gonna squeeze them too hard, and then they pop.
Oh, I'm just like popping.
Yeah, but I mean they're 10 years old and they've never once popped. So knock on wood.
I gasped like I didn't know. I don't know why I needed to gasp. I didn't mean to make you feel.
Thank you.
Well, I just was like big news, big reveal on the podcast
for me. Honestly, I've been obsessed. I've always been obsessed with them ever since I was younger because. To be entirely TBH.
TITBH. Ow.
One of my breasts never developed. So I only had one boob growing up, and it was very traumatizing. And I was like, you know, I like prayed to God and like, you know, did everything I could and was like, please, God.
Oh, you were
God.
Also religious growing up.
I had a brief period of religion also. And then God never made my boob grow. So I was like, fuck you.
Please fill up the other one. Yeah. Thank you.
And he never did. So I gave up on him. And then by the time I was 18, I got my boobs done and my life changed for the better. And I know it's crazy, right? But yeah. And now when guys do squeeze them, like during sex or just, you know, on the way to the subway, I'm always afraid that they're going to pop or, you know,
this is a residual fear. It has stayed with you. No joke.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
How common is it that that actually happens? Like, how irrational is this fear versus how, like, possible that that could actually go down?
I think it's pretty irrational. I don't know anyone whose breasts... I mean, I do remember watching... There was, like, this MTV show where it was, like, people got plastic surgery. Do you guys remember this? And it was,
yeah,
like, they
like
went...
I remember a couple
You, like,
of
saw
those.
Their journey. And one girl was, like, obsessed with Kate Winslet, and she, like, got fake breasts because she saw the movie Titanic, and she was obsessed with Kate Winslet's breasts, and she was like, I just want my boobs to look like hers. And then they also, like, paired it, like, side by side with this other woman's journey who had gotten implants, and one of them burst and was leaking. So, like, you saw, like, both sides of it. And then even after watching that, I was like, yeah, I still want fake boobs.
True life.
What happens when it, like, bursts and leaks? Does it, like, poison you slowly?
You get ill. Yeah. Like, it's one of the boob that bursts gets, like, hard and, like, misshapen. But it's like, you know, it depends on what you've got in there. Like, if you've got saline, then, like, you're okay.
It seems like a great investment. Seems like a really, really. Yeah. No, I think it's a fantastic idea, and it's never freaked me out. Funny story. I've never said this aloud on a podcast. My second girlfriend, and I was 19, so you can tell I was an early bloomer. She was a dancer and was from Kansas City, and her mom got her breast implants for her birthday. And told me that piece of information, like, seconds before the curtain went up on, like, an AIDS awareness Broadway show, like fundraiser. And she was like, did you know? Amy got breast implants. And there's like, ba-da-ba-ba-da. And there's like, saw them and her for the first time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she'd, like, been home for two weeks.
She already had the breast implants?
She did. We were on a little bit of a break because she was like, Josh, I think I'm going to get this. And I was like, no, don't change yourself. Then her mom broke it to me that that had happened. I was in Kansas City, couldn't get up because I'm a cancer and I like to stand up in the middle of an argument and walk out, separate my biology from other people because I'm sensitive. And and then it went through the experience of, like, being, like, the 19-year-old boyfriend in the house in Kansas City with, like, the parents and their teenage daughter, like, you know, pretending like it wasn't weird. She had to stay in bed and watch all the Lord of the Rings while I watched her ice herself. So
that's
a real treat.
That's a similar experience to what I had. And I stayed in bed and had a boyfriend, like, wrap frozen peas, like, under my armpits. And he was like, no, I know you're recovering. Like, we don't have to have sex. We don't have to fool around. But then, like, day two, he was like, can I just, like, put it in? And I was like, dude. Okay.
He just wanted to soak, though. He just wanted to put it in.
That's literally what he did. Yeah, because my shoulders were, like, up to my earlobes.
Was he Amish?
God.
Yeah, he was Amish.
I just want to soak.
I guess this is high school? So maybe that does do it for him still.
Freshman year of college is what it was.
Okay.
I came back for sophomore year, and everyone was like, wow, something is working for Rachel.
Does she have a second boob? Call me crazy. But have I never noticed Rachel's second boob before?
Oh my God, you guys are close.
Someone actually, one of my best friends referred to when I only had one boob and I had a small other boob. The small deformed boob he referred to as my lucky fin.
Oh my God.
Can I ask you one more personal question about this? And then we can go back to
research.
I mean, other tits, not just yours.
Sure.
When you had a different sized boobs, which is a very common thing.
It's a syndrome. Okay.
Oh, it's a syndrome.
It is a syndrome. And I had a really lovely plastic surgeon who, like, wrote a petition to my parents' health insurance. So that's why it was covered.
Wow.
That's right, honey.
Okay, so my question was, when you had different sized breasts, did you wear a fake... Did you, like, stuff on one side just to, like, make them look normal in shirts
or
something?
I had my sweet mother hand sewed in little patches of padding into every bra, sports bra, swimsuit, backless dress.
Oh, my God.
I know. Everything that we could on the right side. And she put in, like, a little padding for everything, hand stitched it in because I was so, embarrassed of it.
That's sweet. And also, we all have our things and our struggles. I do have one more question.
Jesus Christ. What?
Wait, one more question. Last question. When you got surgery, did the existing larger breast become larger? So, like, when they were...
Yes, I got implants in both breasts.
So maybe you were like a C and an A, and now you're D's all day.
I was about a C. I was like a half C.
That's not how this is.
I was like a C and a nothing, and then now I'm like both full C's. You know.
Gotcha. I thought you were a D. I thought you had ample sitch.
No. I'm not a D. Maybe one.
They sort of even out over T. Yeah. Time. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm a C. You have to be a D. You definitely have bigger breasts than I do.
I don't know. I'll go to Victoria's Secret
tomorrow. Josh, who has bigger breasts?
Who has my breasts? Oh, this is so, it's so fitting for someone like me. Like, I was a dude who was like a little chubby boy who smelled like pepper and like have little like man boobs. Like, man, wouldn't it be great? Like, my mom would like, you know, insist I comb my hair like Tom Cruise and buy Gap jeans. And, well, she bought them for me. And I was like, oh man, someday, like, I'm going to lose the belly fat first. Then I'm going to get like mad, like real pecs. But I was like, always had like little, just like couldn't get rid of those like little man boobies.
So
it really works well for me. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, isn't that just life though? Some of us want them and some of us have them and they don't want them.
It's so fitting. Yeah. And I do. And I will. That's and it, true. It's defined me.
Yeah. Do you like them now or?
I do. Yeah. I've really come into myself. Yeah. I just have. Looking for any opportunity to drop a terribly worded pun. I'm so uncomfortable. And also, I don't know if this is the first time you've had a male guest with his girlfriend in the other room listening.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is there a girlfriend listening in the other room? Lauren,
my girlfriend is here. She this is one of our two free nights. This is technically an hour of the date night.
Thanks for doing this.
God
thank
bless
you to
her.
Lauren.
Yeah. Thank you to Lauren with the twisted ankle, listening to her boyfriend talk about tits in a room with two other women. And
what a fucking gem.
Listen,
of a
it's
woman.
For feminism.
It's true.
Yes,
in the long
that's
run.
True. I seriously love. I love this show for that very. You guys are. This is like kind of a peek inside the kind of dope curtain. So,
we do have dope curtains.
Oh my!
But enough about our labia. Oh my. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right. So I wanted to find some research as to why big boobs are attractive.
Okay.
And basically, this is what I found. So, there are like cave drawings dating back like 35,000 years that portray like naked women with like big hips and big breasts, and it's like, you know, signifying that like breasts
sort of fertility, sort of primal,
they're like
sort of like
food
evolutionarily, this is a fervent woman.
Fervent isn't the right word at all. Yeah, sure. Fervent. We'll go with that. A woman, like women with larger breasts are a better reproductive bet. And then when food was scarce and starvation was a real threat, large fatty breasts suggested caloric is how you pronounce that word. Huh. Caloric reserves. So when
like calories?
Yes. And then there was this
so just like big boobed women would like live longer because they had
and, like,
more body fat
because
to
they
eat
have more
of themselves
right.
essentially.
And so if you were like so they did this research. They did this study where they asked like dudes like
wait, who is they?
Sorry. Okay.
Encyclopedia Titanica.
Psychologist Viren Swamy and Martin Tovey surveyed 266 men of various socioeconomic statuses on which boob size they thought was hotter. And men who lacked financial stability favored buxom ladies, while men who were well off preferred a smaller pair of tits.
That's fascinating.
I know.
Oh, interesting.
And also, they also presented 66 hungry college guys.
You know those hungry college guys.
Yo, dude, then, I'm starving, dude.
Yeah. And then 58 college guys who had just ate, they presented... with
full versus hungry college guys
of ranging in breast size to see which they'd find out most attractive.
Okay, so pre-cup of nudes, didn't give a butt.
No, you can't have ramen today. You can't eat anything.
Okay.
No, dude, if you eat anything.
The hungrier
but, like, how do
guys,
they know?
The
but also, like, if you're the dude, wouldn't you just lie and be like, yeah, I haven't eaten today. Give me my $50 for the
survey. I mean,
it
depends. I guess it depends. Yeah, they're in college, so. God, the things that I did in college. For money. I donated plasma.
You answered questions
I
about
answered
tits.
Questions. Yes. I posed as a hungry college dude. And,
yeah, you fasted for half a day before answering which tits were more attractive to you. Wait, I didn't even hear the
okay, so the point is basically the hungry bros preferred the big boobs. Which basically confirms that boobs equal resources.
Oh my God, hungry, hungry tip roast. That's really incredible. That's incredible.
Hungry, hungry tip roast.
It's my band.
Oh God,
wow, that's fascinating.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, how much of that is also like primal? Just like breasts are a feeding mechanism.
Well, that's
as
what
well.
I think is. That's why people. That's you know what that desire is for big boobs. It's like you know we come into this world finding them as food resources, so it just doesn't go away.
And I'm sure there's like psychology around like attachment too.
You know,
like that,
right?
That our formative years as babies and toddlers inform our relationships with tits also.
Mm.
But I don't have real research about that. I'm just saying it.
I'm sure it does, and I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
oh, also, big tits in porn. The search term it increases in popularity with age. It's the most popular in the 45 to 64 age range.
Oh, so, interesting.
I know, which Dad. Really kind of, Dad. Yeah.
Or now, you know, at my age, friend. Yeah. Oh, friend.
Well, oh, I see you.
What you appreciate.
I see you, and I raise a glass.
I found an article that just. Pitted boobs against butts.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was like Pornhub and YouPorn
big,
stats.
Argument.
And mm-hmm. it, the like, of course, the most fascinating part of this is just like where they regionally disperse.
Oh,
like,
sure.
At a glance, like boobs do better in the north and butts do better in the south.
In the north. The boobs
which
do better in the
too
north.
Perfect. But when I say north, know
resources.
That I mean like. Wait,
in
what
the
is
cold
it?
Winter months.
Those melons do better in the north.
Down in the south, they dry up. Anyways.
But
and,
also
and
know
butts
that
do
I'm
better in the south?
Worldwide.
Butts do better. Oh.
So, like, Canada.
Oh, okay. Or
is into boobs.
Country.
Whereas, like, the United States and, like, Mexico and South America is more into butts.
Is into butts.
And, like, Finland is, like, way into boobs.
Oh.
Like, they're like okay. number. They're big into boobs.
I
they're like number three
that.
Or something.
Oh,
yeah, ranking third in the place in the world with the highest concentration of boob-related searches
is in Finland.
So if you got them tits, girl, maybe go to Finland.
Oh my God.
Ooh, that's the international sound of Finns love
tits.
Tits.
Of tit admiration.
Okay.
I also looked up the biggest, like the Guinness. Like the world record for biggest tits.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like, what research? How do I? We had different approaches.
Right. What rabbit hole?
There's only so
can
many
I...
stats about tits before you just go cross-eyed.
Yeah.
But I
like
found
the boobs that,
the...
that we'll talk about later.
Yeah. But the largest ones listed on the search that I found, and feel free to write in if my information is shoddy, because as our fans know, it's really slapshod fucking. It's half-assed research here
things,
at Girls
guys.
On
Come
Porn.
On.
What'd you say?
I copy and paste things. I'm lucky sometimes if when you ask me, like, where is that from or who did this? Who researched this? You're lucky if I actually copy and pasted their name.
Oh,
and I
do
should
the links
be better. I should
to
be
at
better.
Least know the publication.
Well,
if not otherwise. But I fully just did like a
going
Google search
and
it like
again.
Popped up. You know when you Google search, like, who, like, world record for biggest tits?
Oh, sure.
And Google just pulls,
you know,
like, the obvious
that?
Answer?
For the boobliography.
Yes. Puns on puns on puns.
The boobliophile and all of us.
Uh-huh.
The award goes to Norma's tits.
Of course it does. Of course it goes to Norma. It's not going to go to...
Her actual name is Annie Hawkins Turner, a.k.a. Norma Stitz.
Wait a minute.
Wait, Annie Hawkins Turner, and she chose the name Norma?
Now,
because
I don't know
she
if
looked
she
down.
Chose it.
Like, she's like, you know what? These are not Annie titties. This is these are Norma tits.
The
There's nothing Norma about these titties. Help.
The excerpt I have... says the largest natural breast belonged to Annie Hawkins Turner, a.k.a. Norma Stitz,
so,
USA.
Oh, wow.
No,
of course it is.
Come on.
Who has an under-breast measurement of 109.22 centimeters, or 43 inches,
oh,
and then
a
round chest over nipple measurement of 177.87 meters, or 70 inches, which to me didn't actually seem that crazy, but I guess it is.
I mean, 70 inches?
That's a drum set.
Yeah, that's twice the size of
That's a drum
me.
Set.
In more ways than one.
Oh, bongos. This is what I
mean,
have to contribute, by the way.
It's almost 6 feet, which I guess is absolutely bonkers.
Oh, my God. That's wow. That's absolutely bonkers.
So she's, okay. like, as big around as, like, a tall dude.
Is tall.
Is tall. Good. I'm glad we talked to
She's
about.
Got Jason Segel's size tits.
Thank you to Norma Stitz.
Wow.
I'll never forget you.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the showdown?
Sure.
What have you got for us?
Did you explain to Josh how this works, or is he just going to get scared?
Okay, yeah, so this is the part of the show.
What a way to preface.
Where we put it.
You just say showdown, Laura. It just sounds like, you could be like, should I not okay. talk? Is it like, am I memorizing everything?
For
like,
a guy who's so sensitive. Oh, he's what's the showdown? Tits? Tits showdown. Okay, how?
So
how?
Laura puts big tits into the search bar on Pornhub, and then she reads off the craziest titles
oh,
that
great.
She can find.
I yeah. can take that.
Yeah, and then we just make jokes about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, or we ask questions, yeah. we investigate, we postulate,
we pitch
we think about
what possibly this
We come up
porn
with hypotheses of what this porn could possibly be without actually doing the homework of finding out.
Yeah,
it's great fun.
Pressing play.
Oh.
All right, let's start with boobs massage for a shame girl.
Shame girl?
Yeah.
She just is shame
She's
girl.
She's just a shame girl. Mm. You know those shame girls down
yeah,
by the dock.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I realize I too am a shame girl.
Uh-huh. She just cover herself up and stare into a corner like the guy in Blair Witch and just is like, can someone just rub my shoulders
oh,
while
God.
I hate on myself? That's what I picture. First image.
Yeah, but it also it does escalate into a boobs massage and not just a shoulder massage
oh, okay.
because that is specified.
What if it's a boob massage for the woman in Game of Thrones who shouts shame, shame, shame?
Wasn't that
shame
like an
girl.
Extra?
Was shame it
like
a, girl. Yeah.
Isn't that everybody?
That's shame girl. Yeah.
Everybody it here was, is a shame
to
girl.
To be fair, featured background.
Shame
Plus, didn't
one,
a guy have his dick out
two.
In that scene? I feel like if you're doing nudity, you're at least featured background.
Cersei right. had her tits out. Speaking of big tits, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, mama.
Anchor.
I mean,
fucked up
mother
mama.
May I.
Mother may I. Oh.
And your feeding mechanisms, as we have learned from psychology, Rachel taught us.
That's right.
Next, we have Spizoo. Big booty Jessica Ryan get fucked by big dick, comma, big boobs.
Spizoo, the genie?
Spizoo.
It's spelled S-P-I-Z-O-O.
Of course it is.
Spizoo
you're forgetting
appears to
the exclamation
be a brand.
Yeah.
Because Spizoo or Spizoo, but it's S-P-I, so I don't know. But Spizoo popped up a lot. But the first time I saw it, I was like, is that a sound?
Yes.
From the parodies of Shazam comes Spizoo.
The big tit genie.
The BTG.
Yeah. It's actually just Will Smith with man boobs.
I also really enjoy the order of logic here because we learned Spizoo, big booty Jessica Ryan get fucked by big dick, comma, big boobs.
Is it Spizoo colon?
Oh, I see. Oh, I understand
Spizoo
now.
Dash.
The punctuation was the error.
Yes. Well, we have it set up that this is Spizoo.
Okay.
It's just curious to me that big booty Jessica Ryan, she get fucked by big dick. Comma, big boobs. So you would think she was getting fucked by big dick and big boobs.
Huh.
Oh, sure.
But I think they're trying to work it at the end. Not only
that
does
Jessica
she big booty,
Ryan.
But she big boobs.
But she big boobs.
Yes.
Thank you for your service, Jessica Ryan.
Just following form.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Big boobs teen reminding sex to grandpa, old cock.
Uh-oh.
Reminding sex?
Reminding sex. Because he's
grandpa.
Old. He forgot.
Oh, hey, God. Hey, Grandpa, I got to remind you sex. Yeah. You got to remind him about sex tits.
Yeah. We're doing
okay.
sex right now, Grandpa. Lisa, you said
God.
I had to.
Can I smoke some Kent Kings before I know about sex first again? What is he? I just picture it opens with a very old man who was very sleazy in his heyday. He was friends with Ron Jeremy, and he's has a magnifying glass over a National Geographic. Wow, look at those melons. And then it just kind
of
goes from
Speaking
there.
Of melons.
Oh, she's here.
Oh, boy.
My nurse.
Not my granddaughter.
Hey, it's a search term.
Yeah. True.
Oh, it sure is. Dewberry morning begin with female masturbation.
I'm so
big
sorry.
Big ass, big boobs, close-ups.
What about the morning? You say that again?
Dewberry. It's capital D-U, capital B-A-R-R-Y.
Dewberry. Ah, I yes, think Dewberry.
Dewberry is a person or a star or a performer.
Okay.
But that's an uninformed guess. Dewberry, my insatiable lover. I'm just Googling Dewberry over here.
Wait,
Dewberry,
give me a
my
title.
First sex in the ass.
My first sex
free
in the ass.
Free Dewberry porn videos from Thumbzilla.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I think my Dewberry has to be a brand.
Okay,
but
yeah. It sounds like a brand of delicious, like grape-flavored, like a children's drink.
Right. Or a Burberry, but, yeah. You know, tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Dewberry. Well,
right.
We'll never know. If you know, listeners, let us know what you think.
Shoot us an email
about
at
Dewberry.
Girls on Porn.
Yeah.
What that brand's about. Let's see. What else? What else have we here?
My lover, Dewberry, and I.
Dewberry, colon, tit gets fucked, grandpa, wow, comma,
grandfather.
Big dick ampersand, how? Check it out on xcom.org.
That is literally.
It's kind of these
that's
titles.
A video.
Yeah, Josh, I don't want to blow up your spot, but like you have a future
in writing porn titles.
In writing porn titles?
Yeah, like, they
it's
need
true.
You. You've gotten the hang of it far
tits
faster
out.
Than any ever have.
R.I.P.
Right.
me.
Yeah. We should do. Give us one last one, Laura.
Okay,
make
one last
it a good one.
One. It's just boob. It's just capital B, capital O, capital O, capital B.
This is
B.
My porn. It's one boob.
Just boob. Get this. It's an hour and 46 minutes long.
Wait, so is that the title? Boob, get this. It's an hour and 46 minutes. I hope so. Boob, get
no,
this.
No, the get this was for you. That was my touch.
Copy
I added
that.
The get this.
Okay, but it's
trying
just
to
called boob.
Spice things up.
It's just called boob.
It's just called boob, and I
singular.
All I could think of was like when we'd play with calculators as a child and do zeros and eights, like it's just like boob.
8,
right.
We did
it's an
it.
Eighth grader typing boob in a
yeah.
in a calculator,
and then somehow
and
uploading
away.
Like yeah. an hour and 46 minute long home video of.
But all he
titty
really
play.
Wants is just help with his math homework.
Poor yeah,
guy.
If you know what
he's
I mean.
He's lost.
Yeah. All right, should we take a quick little break?
Let's take a quick little break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch. Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We're
talking
back.
More tits.
Talking about tits.
Yeah, the first video we're going to talk about is Titty Titty Bang Bang. It's from X Confessions. Directed by Erica Lust, featuring Miriam and Jorge Prado.
A real life couple.
I know. Love that. I love.
Do you
to
think
see
Jorge went to Harvard, or did he just not want to take his shirt off? Like, I don't understand.
I have to say, I love.
We're diving
that.
Right in with my biggest question. Report.
I have to tell everyone that I'm educated.
I know that I work in pornography, but that doesn't mean I have a good education.
Yeah, and it's fun that he has a Harvard sweatshirt on, considering these are Spanish people.
100%, they're not in America.
Yeah, and they don't speak English to each other in
no.
the porn.
No,
but listen, that Harvard brand transcends continents.
I don't know if this is insensitive. She looks like a Jersey girl. I'm sorry, I just don't know. Like she just looked like I just was like, I just don't want to get caught. She looks like someone who'd corner me at a party and be like, what so you do? Wow, cameras. And wow, with cameras. Like, just was wow. Like, I heard you have a new camera. Do you want to take my headshot? I don't know. Maybe I'm being... She just
looks... Are you just saying that she just
looks at the... Look at these tatas.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Everything. I'm just...
And she's
up.
Not. She's not wearing a bra.
No.
And then.
And she loves to dance.
She loves to dance.
Does she? Because that's where we started. Where she puts on music and then smiles a great deal and
right.
dances.
It's a little
fine.
Uncomfortable. It's a little uncomfortable for me. It felt like the actress was uncomfortable. It felt like someone was like, "Hey, put on these heels." And they were also like, "The you're actually not going to know what music we're playing with this."
Yeah, I got very strong. Dance. There's no music playing vibes.
Oh, yeah,
I got very strong. Like, this poor actor
dancing.
Has to pretend there's music playing and dance around
put
vibes.
It in post.
I love the heard the sound of her inhales and exhales in a, in the clunking of her heels on a wood floor like before she's gonna get fucked. It's just,
just
so awkward.
Sex. Yeah.
And Erica, come on, you could do better. Like at least play, you know, I don't
give
know.
Her
hold up. Yeah, you know.
Give her some
give her something,
or something
to do, and then you can lay over whatever, you know, Apple MIDI loops. You
it
want.
Worked True. For me when it went slow mo, when it was doing the slow mo montage. Just on her tits. Mm-hmm. I was like, we should have just started here and not made her like dance alone in the corridor.
I didn't need that. I didn't need that. Like, I felt like they were trying to go for like a retro vibe. Even like her dance moves were a little like, you know, like 50s.
Sort of Bobby Sox vibe.
One, two, three, four, five. It felt like that. It felt like she was Mambo number.
Yeah, is that why he was like, I went to Harvard.
He's like, I gotta give you some character background.
Babe, I'm gonna go down on you for like 14 seconds, okay? Here we go. Ready? He just like, it was like something he just didn't like a vegan Rocky Road. He just didn't appreciate it. He was like, this is oat milk. He was just
like vegan just, Rocky
Road. He just did not appreciate it.
So then we
should
get
we do
to
a
sex.
Brief summary of what the thing is?
Okay,
so
yeah.
We come in, woman dancing. Woman puts music on.
Sure.
Miriam, I guess we can say.
Yes.
Puts music on, dances around.
Mm-hmm.
Her
not wearing a bra.
Real life partner comes up to her and just starts like grabbing her tits from behind.
And
that
she's like,
threw me off.
Sit down. I know, that was awkward. I hated that. And then she's like, sit down. I'm going to dance in front of you. And he just kind of like bops around. He just like bops back and forth a little bit. Like also to what I'm assuming is no music playing during this shot.
Yeah.
And then she takes off her top. And we get to the action,
get to the action.
Did you guys get anything out of this? Like, I'm just I don't know if it's tangential or not, but like when you were like... Big titty girl getting effed, or this porn in particular. I couldn't.
It
and wait till we get to the other one. But, I mean, my God, it just looked like Muppet eyes. We'll get to it.
But, I have to say, there were things that I appreciated about this, but I liked it just for its artistic value. Like I was like, the really nice lighting.
Yeah, good LUT. Good film LUT.
Really nice editing. Yeah. You know, but I didn't really. I mean, they could have been a couple. They could have not been a couple. Honestly,
That's my other question.
Yeah, I
was like,
surprised.
Do you think they love each other?
Yeah. Are they in love? I don't know.
Are they
I did
in love,
like.
Or they just
I have to say,
together?
I did like that he left his sweatshirt on because I like anytime someone leaves clothes on in a porn because it tells me the viewer that there's an immediacy there that they have to be fucking. They can't even stop to take their clothes off. You
I've
know?
Got no time.
That I like that conceit, but I thought it was like weirdly like it didn't
executed
track here for
this?
Me because there was
so
he could have taken his shirt off during the 5 minute dance she did.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Like when she took her shirt off or any time after that.
Yeah.
Or after that.
He didn't want to draw attention
away from her
tits.
So yeah, it was like I agree that like
tits.
T-shirt sex is hot, but this wasn't like, oh, we have to.
It was
like
we
have
only
a nice
one
seat.
Pair of nipples.
Yeah. He was either being really appreciative or just so lazy.
It's
like,
true.
I'll bop a little bit, take my dick out. Again, 14 seconds.
I like that we got some reverse cowgirl and him remixing on her clit. Love to see that in any porn. So
there was some to go back to Josh's questions was like, was there anything in here that was like, did this do it for you?
Yeah,
this like I don't seek out big tit porn.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
I think the like focal areas, so to speak, of this weren't for me to begin with. There was some like from the behind, from the side fucking that was hot. And when he was working his clit was the only moment I was like, oh, maybe this is a couple because I felt like he
knew what she
was
liked.
Confident with his like vigor. But yeah, I didn't know they were real life couple watching it. And then I saw after and was like, oh, interesting because I didn't totally like feel their chemistry come off the screen, so to speak.
I just don't. There's just something about titty fucking that the way when a woman pushes her breasts together when they're so large, it just looks like they're not attached or something.
It detaches the boob or like disembodies the boob somehow, where it becomes this like other vessel, and you're
and all of a sudden I'm looking at them in an entirely different way, and I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, they become kind of dissociative. I certainly felt that with the compilation. We'll get to in a second.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, in this case, I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. Yeah. I do always think about, like, is the dick going to bop you on the chin? Like,
I know.
There's just, like, a
That's
fun...
That's great... And it's like, you have to be pushing them quite hard in order to get any sort of, like, friction, you know?
I never got anything out of it. Yeah.
I just felt like it was always, like, a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I guess... Like, yeah, is that your kind of experience?
You know what else would be cool? Like, put it in your fucking elbow pit, you know? Yeah. Like, I bet you that would be tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly. I just thought for what it was in terms of finding like a good a big tit porn that I didn't feel gross about. Mm. I was like, "Oh, okay, like this is very much they're trying to make an ode to breasts."
Mm.
Yeah.
I think it could have been better. I mean.
Yeah, valiant effort.
Yeah.
I didn't latch on to the
right.
To the heat here.
Would like to see a little chemistry. Yeah,
yeah, chemistry. Yeah.
He may know her, but he's not.
Maybe some more like close-ups of her breasts and him like caressing them in a way that felt instead of it just being like sucking and
popping in and out. There could have just been more of an element of like worship and engagement and just like between
worship,
the two
I
of
think
them.
Is what I'm.
It's a good word.
Yeah, is what I'm missing from there.
Missing the titty worship, unfortunately, Erica. You're not going to Sundance.
Okay, fine. I mean, I don't do that.
All right, should we move on for Obsessed for Big Tits?
Let's move on.
Oh, okay. Man.
Obsessed for Big Tits.
You guys,
so this might as well be a title in our showdown. Great start.
What a video I found for us.
Yes, what a
Rachel's
blessing.
First note. Rachel's first note in her notes is, okay, wow. Which was my thought, too. My first note was Muppet Eyes. Like, it just looked like a bunch of Muppet Eyes. Like, a Muppet Eyes with a dick nose, and just like, this might as well be Muppets, just googly eyed Muppets with a big old dick nose.
I mean, at some point, like, the boobs were just eyes for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
like,
sure, the boobs lost all meaning.
They were cross eyed at points.
Yeah.
Lopsided.
Was anyone else completely thrown off by the music?
Yeah,
like
100%.
Four times I was like, is this another video playing?
It restarted.
Like somebody put
they kept putting the same
Why
song
You
over
So
over
Obsessed
again.
With Me by Mariah Carey on loop. It played at least four times.
At one point
the
song
like,
cuts
And there's like dialogue
out.
Under it. Like you
and
can
then there's
vaguely
a new
hear
song.
Dudes being like, "Oh yeah, do that." But like the song is louder.
Here's a hot theory for you guys.
Okay.
It's the same dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's the same dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that had to be the tie together. That it's the same guy and just, like, different women. Because I thought it was weird that we popped between women being titty-fucked or titty-fucking. And then we'd come back.
I don't know if you noticed it, but there's, like, what, four or five women in this video?
Mm-hmm.
Two of which are in the same room.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh boy.
Two 100%.
Are in the same room. I mean, you never see them together, but I realized, like, I was like, oh, purple-haired freak-a-leak is in the same room as the blonde-haired freak-a-leak. Huh, interesting. That must be his favorite hotel room, I guess.
That might be... Did you say... That might be it?
Yeah. That might be it. Same IKEA Umfrau side table. Definitely.
Ampersand. And now we're all just writing porn titles. Oh, I'm falling to pieces.
Me too.
I just couldn't. I don't understand who's like, I have to find this compilation and touch myself.
I don't understand people that watch compilations in general.
We've talked about compilations before and just being like, do you really need to watch coming for 45 minutes?
No, I mean,
just isolated cum shots for 45 minutes?
Yeah, when I've watched a compilation, it's just like, you know, it's usually lesbian sex, sorry.
Yeah,
but like when a it gets to the point where it's like getting interesting. I'm like, okay, great. It just switches couples. It's like, oh, these two are starting over. Great. And then I'm like, it becomes like a, I don't know, like a bit. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to restart. Okay. Okay. Ah, new couple. Okay. Well, surely this will stay long enough for me to. Okay.
It's actually just. Edging.
I like that you're a cartoon character.
Yeah, it's
when
like a Benny Hill getting off in a cartoon bed.
Can't catch your own climax.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Chasing after it.
Benny Hill presents Quite Your Own Climax.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what, well, you know.
Did anyone have a favorite girl in the compilation? Like, any that you were she's doing good.
From the first time I saw, literally the first time I saw a freaky chick with the purple hair trying to lick his dick, the tip of his dick between her boobs, which is like the weirdest, ugliest thing you can see. Like, it's like the double chin,
putting her tongue out of her mouth to try and get the tip of his dick through her boobs.
It's just like, how could that look hot? It can't. It can't look hot.
She was zealous. Like, yeah. I think I finished set,
I
like, just saying I'd had enough of this good play from
her,
blue hair.
I was like, that girl's up to no good. Oh. And boy, did she live up to that prophecy at the end of the video.
Good acting for the blonde who got, you know, creamed on.
oh my God, she got a cum shot right to the eye.
Her eye.
Like,
she
immediately
winced.
To the eye. Not like it was around and a little bit in her eye. It was like first shot, straight to the eye.
Good morning.
She knew, too. She was wincing. She was bracing for it. Like, she was like, this isn't going to go
oh,
well.
Oh, I got here a bit of a super soaker deal here, huh? Oops.
One girl actually just had a bruise on her boob. I don't know if anyone noticed that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I kind of fast-forwarded through this one because it made me feel like I was on a ship in hell.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, what are these labyrinth Muppets staring at me with the dick nose? And I was just like, what are these girls doing to me that they want titty expert J-Boobs to come over here and just be like, yeah, I really appreciate that chafe on minute 3, Firk. Especially that double chin action and the guy in the back are going, all dudes are always the same.
Oh, fuck.
I did write a note in my notes for this video, just poor Josh.
Yeah.
I know. Like, we're subjecting him to this. Get ready.
Sorry, honey.
Oh, my God.
The girl with the lace, elbow-length, fingerless gloves. Nice touch, I have to say. I mean, she knew those forearms
you
were going to get featured.
You could picture her absolutely in the morning with a costume person. Like, okay, so I brought my lace gloves from home.
Yeah, I just think, like, since we're going to be seeing my forearms,
this
like,
is
maybe
a painter's jacket
highlight.
From J. Crew. It came with the paint splatter. this
At
is a Kangol.
The girl with the lace used her tits like she was like buffing shoes. Like she was like like back and forth. It was like, that's an interesting tactic that I've never seen.
Oh,
before.
Yeah, there was a specific technique in this compilation. I was like, oh, write this.
Write this one.
Where
down.
Like the boobs were together and the dick is on top. Follow me. As if a hot dog on top of a hot dog bun.
Yeah.
And then entered long ways.
Oh, sure.
Through the boobs. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like the tip, but like the like long way. Like I was like, oh, that's new. I bet that feels the same.
Oh, and then she used her forearm. One girl used her forearm instead of her hands at one point. I was like, oh, her hand's tired. She's using her forearm to press her boobs together. You know?
It's officially an inconvenience. Yeah.
And then purple hair at the end, just
big finish. Just mouth open, just
leaving
the jizz spit,
leaving her mouth open with the jizz falling out on her boobs for like a good 2 minutes.
Yeah, lots of
you guys
spit come around the nipples and down
even
her chest.
When we did the piss episode, my stomach didn't. Heave like it did.
Oh, really?
This.
This episode did me more, but this
it's
was
something
a challenge
about
as well.
Her holding her mouth open with it just in her mouth, just holding there and having her mouth open and just having it her like pushing it out with her tongue. I was like, I actually was like, oh, God.
I can't believe you made it that far.
I did. I know. And I do it all for you, listeners.
Josh bailed out the second time the song went on loop.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was like, I only listened to McGrath.
Like, this is good.
Oh, one loop at a time, please.
All right. Are either of these going into your spank bank, guys?
No.
I gotta say no. I gotta say fuck no.
I was like, whoa, is he gonna say the compilation right now?
But be sure to check out /fuckboob /dwarfwow holy mackerel.
Yeah, neither of these are going in my spank bank. I wanted to like the titty titty bang bang, but I just was like missing some chemistry.
Yeah,
there were moments, but it overall fell a little flat, and she was a little too like chipper for me. Yeah. When she like took his dick in her hands and like grinned, before like going down on him, I was like, this isn't for me.
Yeah, she had a weird smile on kind of the whole time.
Yeah, she's so got a thing that's just for some people and not for myself.
True.
I'm sure.
Wow, you work in film? That's all I can hear. I was just staring at her. I was like, okay. And just the smell of like
Red Bull. Do you want to look at my tats?
Tequila Red Bull.
I feel like you have one very specific person in mind, but we don't want you to name that person.
No, it's just like she probably, you know, she knows Snooki. Like, I don't know. That's what it felt like. I was like, oh no. I'm so picky. I'm like, I feel like I know this person. I got to change this up.
I know.
How about a compilation? Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much, Josh, for coming on the show.
Seriously, a pleasure. One of my favorite shows.
This
I'm so sorry
so
Instagram
fun.
Keeps getting shut down.
Oh my
Fuck
God.
Fuck Instagram, but also thanks.
I'm trying really hard, you know. Trying really hard to go out there and fight the system. Sestafesta sucks. Speaking of
Instagram,
you
can find us at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O.
That's right.
And on Twitter at GOP the Podcast. Remember to rate, review, subscribe.
That's right, honey. Keep listening to Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for everybody. Love you guys. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.